don't know if you've heard of. He was a really good friend of mine. Cliff Enders, and his girlfriend was named Donna. Cliff and Donna. And they shared a little cottage. I believe it was 12th Street. Between Peach and Piedmont. A little cottage that set back off the road. And he did freelance stuff with the bird. He would record a lot of things and interview people. His background was journalism and music and things, and he actually, after all this business in Atlanta wound up, he went to Texas back to Austin with Donna and started raising a family, and he taught music there for a while. And I lost track of him after he and Donna broke up back in the late 90s. They were together forever. They were the kind of couple you'd think would, you know, they'd be together forever. And I was so shocked and so amazed to find out he'd moved to Turkey and met this Turkish woman and married her and left Donna in Austin with the home, the house, and all this stuff, and the kids. But Donna knew would be somebody interesting to talk to if you can find her, and I might be able to help if you were interested.
I would be.
How many more people you want to talk to? Clifford, and some of the bird people probably remember Cliff.
Yeah, I remember seeing his name in some old birds.
Clifford Enders, and he would get the credit for doing the interview, or sometimes he would take pictures, but mostly he would do what you're doing now. He would take a little tape recorder around and he would talk to people. Mm-hmm. And then that would be published, you know. Clifford Enders, really cool guy. We were really close. We had an excursion. He moved to New York during the time that Stomp was up there, but for another reason. He went up there to, he was a free spirit, freelance type of guy, and he would just go where his, where his compass pointed, you know. And so he was involved at NYU doing some things, and then the Village Voice, he did some freelance stuff where, you know, back then I guess you could give somebody a story and they'd pay you for it and it'd be cash. Yeah. Well, he was hanging out in East Village while Stomp, and he felt kind of tied with Stomp, although he never really had anything to do with the Combine or Stomp, other than he was a great supporter and really believed in what we were doing. He was friends with a lot of us, and I got to know him about as good as anybody, and he would come and hang out, and he would have people over to his apartment. He had a little apartment on the east side there and everything. Well, that springtime when we closed the show in New York, and I had an old Volkswagen van and a bunch of stuff. We were driving back to Georgia, and he was ready to leave New York. And I said, "Come on, Cliff, we're going to go back to Georgia, but I want to go through Virginia on the way because I discovered this guy on my way up there, on the way to New York, who this girlfriend I had at the time lived in Roanoke." And met her through Tulio, and that woman that after you broke up with Gillian.
After Gillian.
There was a woman named Rose.
Yeah.
Somebody Rose or something.
I didn't know her
this
well. I only
Letta
Gillian
Slaughter
well.
Was a friend of hers, and Letta was down from Roanoke, and she invited me to stop by and see her.